Doop doop do 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 do.
Okay, elevator music.
Yeah. No, I was trying to do, what's that one that's like boop, boop, boop.
Like a forklift backing up. Do, 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 do. A car getting broken into.
I was thinking like Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Like, I think it's a game show. Or maybe okay. I'm confusing it with Mario Kart.
Maybe. Oh, that is a Mario Kart thing.
Yeah, and then they go.
Yeah. Yeah. You were close.
Okay, cool.
It is still a game.
It is.
It's not a show, but it is a
game. It is a game that shows on
the screen. It is a game that shows on the screen that is digital. Yes, you're right. Okay. You are absolutely correct.
What's up, girl?
Oh, you know, it's a Texas Sunday. The weather was so nice today.
So beautiful.
It was
outside.
It was so nice yesterday too.
Oh, it was.
Went for an extra long walk yesterday. I love spring.
Yeah.
And so I've been driving around and everything, and all the trees are budding.
They are.
And there are so many like pink trees with the flowers and like white trees with the flowers. And I just get so excited every time I see them. There's just no way that I can't go outside. Like, literally when we were walking around the neighborhood, you get close up to the tree and you see like it's starting to flower. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, ah, it's my season.
Oh my gosh,
I love spring.
I love spring, but I hate the bugs and so my allergies are horrible.
Yeah,
but
my allergies have been pretty bad too.
But it was gorgeous outside, and it just makes you feel good. Like, I had my doors open.
Yes.
I was cleansing my house, and it just felt like a Sunday, and it's just like when
it did feel like a Sunday today.
A good Sunday, not like one where you're like not excited for the week to come. You know, where like you're like a dreading Sunday where you just like, oh, I can't believe it's already Sunday. Tomorrow's Monday.
Yeah.
It was just more like a,
bitch, it's Sunday.
It was very sunny when I woke up this morning.
Yeah.
I did a slow wake up. I think that's my favorite.
I think. Today yesterday was my slow wake up day.
Okay.
I did not get up and like out of my room until like 10:30.
Oh, I love that.
Which is like really late for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm usually up by like 8:30.
Yeah.
So and then today I got up a little early, but I went for a walk this morning and I made breakfast. Pretty sure I made breakfast. Oh no, we ordered breakfast.
Where'd you order from?
Panera.
Like a bagel or like
I had
food?
A brioche sandwich that had eggs, bacon, and cheese, and I put some strawberry jelly on it.
How was it?
It was good.
It was good.
It was a little dry. That's why I needed the jelly.
Yeah.
But
Panera is like it. Like, I used to love Panera. Like, as many mornings as I could afford, I was at Panera when I was like in high school.
Yeah.
But it just turned into cafeteria food.
Yeah, it was just kind of dry. That's all.
Okay.
I enjoyed it besides it being dry. But,
okay, got you.
You know, I love brioche bread.
She's that girl.
Yeah. Well, you know, we do love to start every episode with a pleasure moment.
Oh, hold on.
Oh.
Hold on a fucking second.
Sorry, my bad.
No, we could do that first.
Okay.
I have a fun fact this week.
Okay, but that's always after the pleasure moment.
Okay.
Okay. I'm so.
It's been a long time since we followed the outline.
That
you know,
is,
with the fun fact, so I forgot how the order goes.
Yeah, I actually was like thinking the other day. I was like, I think for the ones that I do, I'm going to have to do an outline. I need some structure.
Yeah.
My brain
just
be all over the place, and then I forget half the things that I wanted to say, so.
Relatable.
But yes, if this is your first time listening to us, we do like to start every episode with a pleasure moment. It is basically just something that we found pleasurable, sexual or not, that just something we found pleasure in throughout the week. Yeah. So what was your pleasure moment this week, Court? Since it's only Sunday, we didn't go to work yet.
No, we have not.
Our brain didn't reset.
Oh, okay, cool. I wrote it down this time because I knew I was going to forget.
Perfect.
But my pleasure moment is getting accepted into this songwriting camp.
Yes.
Over the weekend, this upcoming weekend. So
yes.
When I got the email, because like I found it, like I'm a part of this like black young women's creative Facebook group.
Yeah.
And I've been for a while, but like this girl had just posted that she was accepted in it and that they were like still taking applications until this day. And I was like, let me do it. Like, why not? Like, let me just fucking do it. So I did it, and then I got accepted. So,
I love that.
Yeah, so I'm, like, really excited to, like, get back in it.
According to War on the Move.
Yeah, it's just been a while. It's not even being on the move. It's more like getting in the groove. Like, less being on the move.
But you got to move to groove, so.
Yeah, I just, yeah. Like, this is just more like to get my feet wet again and like get back used to like songwriting. And then it'll be really like, I'm trying not to like psych myself out.
Yeah.
Cause it's like, it's a bunch of people that probably do it more often than I do now. So, but it's, I'm good. I'm excited. You know, I get to do it in my space. I come back from DC that the same day that it starts. And I'm like trying to get an earlier flight now that I got accepted so I can come back early. But
yeah.
I'm excited. That's my pleasure moment this week for sure.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know, Courtney's an amazing lyricist, so I'm sure that it'll be just like riding a bike, so I'm excited.
Thank you. That's a great way to put it. Yeah,
with a little dingy bell on it.
Ding-a-ling.
Yeah. I think my pleasure moment for this week, you know, I moved last week. So I think it's just been really nice to be able to like be in my space and just chill. I got a new TV. I gallery walled all my art, which was really nice.
So many pussies on the wall.
So many. And I was like, and I didn't notice how many, like not how many coochies are here. Okay. It was more so I didn't realize that I have so much original art. Like,
yeah,
I didn't notice. I think I didn't notice until you pointed it out. And I was like, wow, that's really true. I don't. There's two things on this wall that are store-bought, and everything else is like,
yeah,
this is store-bought, the little heart mirror, and then this one at the top right here, somebody gifted to me, and I think they got it from a store.
And then the Tannerelle, did you get that at a concert?
Like, no, did you get that, so she had a, I think it was like a, if you don't listen to Tannerelle, she's amazing.
Tannerelle. Okay.
Yeah, she's amazing. Very tall, deep, sensual voice, R&B vibes. NBC 1984 is one of my favorites. But she had this sale going on, and you could get, like, I think it was, like, maybe $5. And then whatever, if you spent over that much, you got a signed one.
Oh,
so
nice.
The color ones, that's those are too. Also Tannerelle.
Okay.
And so I bought those three, and so I got the signed one.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
I was kind of hoping for one of her other like posters, but this one worked fine.
Yeah, this one is cute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a goddess for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. You know, I love a tall,
dark,
deep voice. Exactly. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, your art is great. I wish we were on video today. Sorry about that, guys. We'll be back in the studio like next week or the week after.
Yeah.
But it's so nice. Yeah, we should definitely showcase this.
Yeah.
I know it. Also, though, if you've been listening to us for a long time, like the first videos that we had, we did a lot in Lex's apartment, so you would be able to see like some of them. Works.
But just about every art piece I have, even the ones that I had like in my bathroom and things like that, ones that I had in my room are now like hanging on my gallery wall in my living room, and each one has a story, and I'm surprised that I remember every single one.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that. It's your art.
Yeah. You know, I haven't made anything in a while, so.
Well, speaking of art, this is like such the like perfect lead in for what we're going to talk about today, but I do have a fun fact, so we're going to shut that down.
Okay.
So the fun fact today is Women's History Month.
It is.
Officially.
It is indeed. So we go from like Black History Month, Month of Love, straight into Bad Bitch Month of Bad Bitches.
Of loving bad bitches. Especially Black bad bitches.
Absolutely. Those are the main ones.
Yeah. So we're here to celebrate that. However, I'm going to just say a random fact that I'm sure all of you guys know and also frustrates you.
Okay.
That there are, I think the list I had 10. I'm just going to mention like 3.
Okay.
But there are 10 different female body parts named after a man. And why?
I'm upset.
And it's just, yeah.
It better not be boobs. Breasts.
Yes, by Dr. Alan Breasts from 1967. No, girl.
I was like, we better not have named boobs after a man. I was going to be so pissed.
No, it's so much worse than that, Lex.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, I just picked my favorite form. And okay. I renamed them, Lex, because it's Women's History Month, so we're reclaiming our body parts.
Absolutely.
In 2024.
Absolutely.
The first one is probably one of the most popular and controversial parts of the woman's body.
I'm upset.
If we could even call it a part of a woman's body.
Okay. Why did Okay, we're gonna keep going.
The hymen.
Oh, of course a man came up with that.
Right. Yeah, and as you know, like, is it really a part of a woman's body? If you can like break it and it disappears, or did it ever exist in the first place? Like,
I remember when we did some research on that, there was like articles that I read, doctors were like, you could be picking up a box and break it.
Riding a horse.
You could have been like eight and like fell off of something and broke it.
You could have been
like,
washing too hard and broke it. What? So please give it a rest. But let me tell you where it's from, where it came from, the name came from.
Okay.
It was named after a Greek god of weddings.
Okay.
Hymenaeus, I'm guessing is how you pronounce it.
Okay.
Hymenaeus, son of Apollo and one of the muses. He had a delicate appearance and he was often mistaken for a young woman. Okay, non-binary.
But he had that bussy.
Okay. Okay, Trey.
Okay, yes. Okay, hell yeah.
And ended up saving a group of maidens kidnapped by pirates. So he was this, like, famed demigod that saved a group of maidens. And then this doctor came around, Andre Vesalius, who is known as the father of modern medicine, coined the term in the 1500s, I guess because he saved women. So obviously we have to dedicate the savior of the hose, because if the hymen is broken, then the hose are not saved.
I wonder what they were calling it, or if it was a thing before then, or if like...
Yeah, that's a good, that's a really, before that, the 1500s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if that was, I just can't imagine like cavemen and...
Well, apparently he was the one that discovered it, Andre Vesalius, in the 1500s. So obviously like this is Greek history, like way before that.
I thought you were saying that's why he named it, is literally because like...
I should have formed it as Andre Vesalius in the 1500s named the hymen after Hymenaeus, the Greek god god of weddings.
Okay, got it. Okay,
that's the way I should say it.
Dot connected.
Yes.
Got it.
But it's like, why? Basically, like, what the fuck does he have to do with my virginity? Like, he saved me.
Saved you from
the raping pirates. Okay, yeah. Sorry.
Or because he saved you from like being a spinster. You know.
Okay, that's your shit.
You fulfilled God's prophecy for the genders. This is all in air quotations. I hope everybody knows.
No, I'm taking it as fact officially. Change the Reddit pages. Change the Google Docs. Change it.
Somebody get Wikipedia on the phone.
Yeah, somebody. I decided I want to change the names.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm calling this hymen? One, I'm calling hymens maiden sheaths.
Okay. What made you choose maiden sheaths?
Because why aren't we talking about the women?
Yeah.
It's a woman's. So let's talk about the women in the story. The maidens that Hymenaeus apparently saved, which maybe they didn't need saving. Like, I'm not saying that they wanted to be with the pirates, but did they ask to be taken away?
Were they acting like damsels in distress, like, or did you just assume? Did that you they just were assume? Helpless?
No, exactly.
Yeah.
So why are we not talking about the maidens? So I was like, okay, let's has to have the word maiden in it, and then sheath. Covering.
Because a dick goes in it like a sword.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
It's covering my hole, apparently. Yeah. Okay. That's what I see.
Okay, yeah.
Whenever I think of the hymen, I know this isn't necessarily what the hymen is, but
it's like
my
a
brain,
piece of a saran wrap blocking your...
Basically, I feel like it's a can opener. Okay. Like, after the can has been opened, you know how it just, like, flaps?
Yeah, if you don't take it all the way off.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is essentially what they're saying happens to us when our hymen gets destroyed, is that it's there, but then it's... broken, so then it's still like there.
Okay, so like, does the skin, if it's broken and it's still there, now I have more questions. If it's broken and it's still there, does my body dissolve it like salt, or does it like just come out in my next period? Like,
again, we have to refer back to the original question, is does it even really truly fucking exist?
This is true.
And is everybody born with it in the first place? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So fuck this. It's called maiden sheaths, and they really don't technically exist. So.
I just feel like that's what we should be calling the vaginal canal, just
maiden
in general.
Maiden sheaths.
Yeah.
Very Viking. Yeah. Yeah. So that's just one. Then the next one is pretty well known, the fallopian tubes.
That's named after a man?
Yeah, by Gabriel Fallopius. He was a doctor specializing in bones, eyes, ears, and female reproduction. And ironically, he died of tuberculosis. So I said, you worried about the wrong motherfucking tubes, nigga. You should have been worried about your lungs. Own motherfucking tubes, nigga.
Not Fallopius.
Yeah, So that's why they're called the fallopian tubes, because I hate the term discovered.
Yeah.
Because like we already had them and we're using them.
Yeah. I guess like he was the first one to not discover, but like know what they look like.
Okay. And its functionality.
And its functionality. Okay. I think that would probably be because like it's already been there.
Yeah.
Like it's been there. We discover how to make mayonnaise and where milk comes from, but like. How do you discover organs? They were already there, bitch. You discover how to make
my brain like shut down for like a second.
That's a discovery.
Eggs, milk. No, but that's how you make mayonnaise.
That is a discovery. Like, oh my God, I discovered that milk comes out of udders.
Okay, yeah, but you didn't discover udders.
Yeah, like, no, they exactly. were there. They were there already.
I just put a name to them. I just
figured out what the functionality was. Yeah. And the functionality is to give curdled milk.
Okay, is it curdled?
Isn't it?
Ew. I don't drink
you
milk,
can't,
so
You
I don't
can't
know.
Drink milk straight from the udder. It does not taste. Yeah,
I know, because it's like brown. Gotta, it's like pussy. I was told like, milk is just pus.
You got to get the curds out.
Okay, stop.
Sorry.
That's why I only eat ice cream. I don't drink milk. I eat ice cream.
And we eat cheese. We do love cheese.
Yeah, so it was by this guy named Gabriel Fallopius. I said we should call it the Ovo tubes. Ovo meaning eggs.
What about Super Slide?
I like that. I like that. I was going to call it birth spaghetti. But I was like, no, I don't want to compare
it's like
to something
red.
You eat.
I was thinking like red, like chunky. I'm like and imagining just, actual spaghetti.
Like, yeah, because if you like take a piece of spaghetti pasta and you hooked it up to your uterus and the egg travels from the uterus through the spaghetti tunnel. Uh-huh. Birth spaghetti.
Yeah, we should name it after one of the. We should name them one of those Schlitterbahn slides. You know, the uterus is Schlitterbahn.
Okay.
The slides lead to it.
Okay, that makes
slides
sense.
Slides being the fallopian tubes. Okay. Obviously,
we gotta change Grey's Anatomy. Yeah. We gotta go.
Somebody call Shonda Rhimes right now, girl. You gotta fact check right now. You got it all wrong.
All you gotta do is write a 30-minute episode about the new name.
Yeah. Boom. There we go.
Boom. That's another one, unfortunately. And then, of course, probably the most famous part, the G spot. We all knew.
Yeah.
We've talked about this on the show before, definitely.
Have. That was named after a man.
Mm-hmm. So the G-spot was named after Ernst Greifenberg.
Yeah.
And he first founded and named the spot, referring to the clitoral bulb on the internal side of the vulva or the vagina in the 1950s.
Okay.
He was bailed out of Nazi prison in 1940 by Margaret Sanger. So I just want to...
Nazi prison, wait. So he was arrested by the Nazis.
Yes. And then he was bailed out by a female, I don't know, I'm going to take a pause and actually look up who Margaret Sanger is, because I want to know if she was a scientist or if she was like a poet or some shit.
I think that was something that we talked about too, was...
definitely how Mr. Greifenberg was the founder of the G-spot. So you can make a bitch come and you had to put it out there for everybody. Okay.
He said, I get mad pussy, please no.
I mean, he had a dildo the size of a rocket ship in his office, so.
How big was his office?
The size of a rocket ship plus a house. Okay, Margaret Sanger was an American birth control activist, a sex educator, a writer, and a nurse.
So he was probably making her come, and she was like, I believe in this man's theory. Let me get him out of Nazi prison.
Bitch. And that's why this is perfect, because I said we should name it the M spot, because if she hadn't have bailed him out of prison,
he would have been gassed.
And he would have never even like founded the G spot and called it the G spot. So it's all about her today and the fact that she's a birth control activist back then in the 50s.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Okay, Margaret, girl, white woman, I see you, girl. But were you fighting for everybody have rights and access to birth control?
You know, she was probably trying. Air quotations, by being like, oh, we're testing this on women every day.
And by women, was it black women?
Most likely.
White feminism is just, it's such a hard thing to tackle.
Yeah.
But you know, Margaret, I'm gonna shout you out this once, and then I'm gonna do some more research and make sure you was fighting for everybody.
Yeah.
Period. Okay. That was the G spot.
The M spot.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Lex, thank you.
I got you.
The M spot. And then the last one is the Kegels.
Okay, that sounds like something that would be named after a man.
Yeah. Arnold Kegel conducted research on the pelvic floor, leading to the Okay.
These people have awful names.
Yeah, because they're all fucking like European.
Gabriel Fallopius. What the fuck?
Let me see when was I didn't write when he died, like what year this was that he founded all this, but I think it was the early 1900s. Fallopius is crazy. That's what I was like.
Fallopius.
I was thinking like ancient Greece.
Gabriel Fallopius. Like, how do you have a normal name and a crazy last name?
Can you like imagine like him in kindergarten and his kindergarten teacher was like, Gabriel Fallopius?
Oh man, that's awful. His wife was Mrs. Fallopius.
Oh, we just want to get married. Or I would just keep my last name. If you had enough money, I would just keep my last name. Was that something you could do back then?
No, they call you a witch.
Oh, definitely. And then you'd end up burned on the stake.
Boom, and then no marriage for you at all. Nothing Fallopian tubes, G-spot, hymen disintegrated.
Just ash. Yeah, so Arnold Kegel conducted research on the pelvic floor, leading to the discovery of exercises to keep things right and tight for women suffering from childbirth or old age. So for this one, I actually didn't change his name because I said whatever his wife's name was. Yeah. Because he did a lot of research on somebody's pelvic floor.
Yeah.
And I know when he was pumping and dumping in her, he was like, oh, bitch, you a little tighter than normal. What you been doing? And
squeezing. She said,
I've been holding my piss because you won't fucking change the diapers of these children, so I can't take a fucking break.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say whatever his wife's name was.
Perfect. Mrs.
Kegels.
Kegels. Yes. Mrs. Kegels. Okay. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Shout out to the Kegel. You know, I actually, speaking of Kegel, I actually saw this TikTok of this white woman, and she was talking about how... apparently your vagina has like how hard your muscles can squeeze. There's a healthy amount and there's an unhealthy amount.
Oh yeah.
And so she had to be hospitalized because her vaginal muscles were tensing so much that she was in extreme pain.
Yeah, like vaginismus.
Yeah, that's what it was called. Yeah. And so she was like, everybody be careful with the Kegels. Because, you know, she was a Kegels girly and everything like that. And then she was just squeezing too much that her muscles stopped. Like, they wouldn't stop squeezing.
Yeah.
And so she just,
like a muscle cramp, but for your puss. That's why these TikTok women that just be popping up on my TL and they're like, hey, are you ready? Kegel exercises. Have you seen them?
Give me 45 like, Kegels to the beat. Yeah, like, to the beat.
Yeah, like, girl.
First of all, you can't fucking tell me what to do with my pussy.
And don't swipe up.
And second of all, do you know how much I masturbate? I think my pussy's fine.
We'll be good.
Because she's clenching on her own, okay?
Oh, yeah. Thank that you. Pussy's tight.
Come on.
It do what it needs Please. To do. I don't need Please. Help.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know one of my friends actually went to pelvic floor therapy. Mm-hmm. She got dilators and, like, exercises because... Her and this wasn't because she was doing too many Kegels.
Yeah.
She just, I think it was a mix of like anxiety and just like other things.
Yeah.
But like it was causing her to tense up. She had UTIs because she couldn't like fully relax enough to use the bathroom all the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's like really, really scary.
Yeah.
So, you know, play it cool on the Kegels.
Yeah.
Try to relax.
Yeah.
Take a bath.
Masturbation is a good Kegel exercise.
It is. Like, it's enough. An orgasm a day
or
keep the Kegels away.
I'm saying, you know, this. I be preaching.
And you do.
Every morning and before you go to bed, I feel like that's enough Kegels because your vagina the whole time is spazzing.
Out, especially if you edge, girl.
Come on.
You got it. Have fun while you're doing it. There's no reason to do Kegels to... Ass like that.
Edging.
Although, if there was a song I would want to do Kegels to, it'd probably be ass like that.
Yeah. Because yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. It was making me think of whenever you said, wow, thought gone.
I hate when that happens.
It's disappeared.
You're saying it, and then it's like.
Yeah. What did you say last court?
I was talking about Kegels.
Mm.
Didn't help?
No.
I was saying TikTok Kegelers making you Kegel
going to
the
song. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was talking about pelvic floor therapy.
Yeah, and then we were talking about masturbating.
Yes, you talked about masturbating a lot. Yeah, and then edging.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I was saying, edging always makes me think of like a really intense orgasm, just because you're kind of like tense the whole time. Do you ever break a sweat?
Oh my God, no, but I consistently, and I know I've talked about this before, consistently have like half orgasms.
Yeah.
And sometimes they kill my like desire to go more. And
yeah.
And it's physically painful. That's how I know that them orgasms be making your pussy move.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when I accidentally come, it's like almost pain. It's like I'm like, yeah. Like not in a good way.
Yeah.
Like it's like a spasm that like goes from the bottom of my like pussy hole to like the top of my clit. It's just like vibrating. But it's not an orgasm, trust.
Yeah, I definitely have like I think I've had like an edging orgasm or an orgasm that's taken me so long that I start to break a sweat.
Oh wow.
Which is insane.
Like, you're not breaking a sweat because you're, like, working too hard. No. You're breaking a sweat because your body is so tense and moved. Like, it's it's in that fight or flight stage.
Yeah. So I'll get, like, a thin sheen, like, literally, or I'll start to feel sticky. And then, like, literally right when I have my orgasm, it's, like, cool. I'm, like, cool as fuck. I can feel the breeze. I'm good.
What do you mean sticky?
Like, you know, like, when you kind of get a little...
Like, moist. Not like your body starts secreting gels.
No. Just like when you get a little sheen of sweat and you kind of start to feel a little sticky.
How long does it take you to masturbate when you get up in the morning? Because like, is this built into your schedule? Like you wake up early so that you can masturbate, or how does that work?
It's usually built into my schedule and it only takes me maybe like 15, 20 minutes.
Okay, not long.
Yeah.
And you're just not edging or anything in the mornings? Mm-mm.
Just mm-hmm. And it's just about the same amount of time it takes for me to actually, like, get myself up and out of bed, like, to motivate myself to get up out of bed.
Does that motivate you? It makes me want to go back to sleep.
No, I'll have one. And, like, how I time it, I usually time it to where I have, like, 10 minutes after to also kind of lay about. So,
wow. Like, efficient.
Because I'm going to need to lay there for a sec.
Yeah. Like, let your body come back down.
And also just, like, mentally prepare me and my coochie to be in the office.
All right, girl. Time to tame it back down.
You better put that business casual attire on. Get your ass in the car.
Now you're a business bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that. I love masturbating. It's mm-hmm. so fun to not have to do it with headphones on anymore.
Oh, yeah. Because you're in your own place.
You know, door wide open vibes.
I love it. Just because.
Just because. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so happy to be there.
I literally was in here cleaning naked the other day. And I did my gallery wall topless.
I got dressed at 1:30. I was just walking, chilling.
Yes.
Doing little things, packing.
Yes.
Smoking a little bit. Looking out the window.
Uh-huh.
Naked, because you can.
It's like that's like my favorite part about having my own space is just being able to be as naked as I want to be.
Just be free. Like, really do what you want to do at all hours of the day.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
you I'm can too come cold. And go. Turn it. Well, I don't turn the heater on. I just turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
Same. And then I'm like, okay, I'll give about 20 minutes. Maybe I'll cook something. It'll be a little warm in here.
Yeah. I like being able to cook at all times of the day.
Yes.
Or night.
Yes.
That's been fabulous.
I love that for you.
Okay, I'm just going to make some popcorn at 3 in the morning.
Don't even have to be moving around the house all quiet.
Like, there's no need.
I love that.
Anyway.
Simple pleasures in life.
Yes, very simple. Okay, so for our pleasure principle today, darling, we will be talking about passion, which I know... I said my pleasure moment was getting accepted into the songwriting camp, and you've been talking about your art up here, and so ironically, this is just already what I have planned.
Yeah.
But I think being in a space by myself where that is all my own energy, I can see all of my art around me or, you know, things that I've created has reignited some of my passions.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if like just being able to walk out here and see your art every day has inspired you to like paint more, if that is your passion.
So like it's I haven't had the urge to paint anything new, but also a lot of the things I've painted come from an experience or like a memory or something. But it definitely has like made me like more passionate about my space and about like making sure that it looks like how I want it to look. And like, I want to get different furniture and get other things to hang up and, like, you know, all the ideas I have. Like, every time I come in and I look at my gallery wall, I'm like, wow, I should really, like, keep, like, doing this and keep, like, making my space my own. So that, I feel like, is more so okay. What it's like, what is it?
Motivating?
Invoking okay. in me.
Yeah.
Is, like, a passion to make my space as creative and colorful as the things that I paint.
Okay, I love that. Yeah. I see, like, a space theme in a lot of your paintings.
Yeah, because, like, I blame that on the weed.
Yeah.
Like, I blame that on, like, just being so high all the time, being like, oh, yeah, I, too, would like to be in the clouds.
In the stars.
Yeah. This is everybody's favorite one.
Yeah, I love the... I was looking at the moon. It's, like, a perfect circle.
Yeah. And I... You know what? All of my circles, I freehand. Thank you.
Wow, you do? Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Wow, these are fabulous.
Except for this one. I used the plate for that one.
Okay.
But all the other ones, like, small circles, I can definitely just... make a perfect small circle.
This looks like a rip in the space-time continuum, like literally a black hole, you know? I just love it.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's like, we should stop talking about it because you guys can't see it. we're talking about passions today. And would you say in general, like, and I'll ask you this question again later, but like, is painting, would you include that in one of your passions? Or maybe should I tell you what a passion is first?
Tell me what a passion is. You look like you want to tell me what a passion is first, so tell me what a passion is.
It's a strong feeling of enthusiasm and excitement, either for something or about something, mm-hmm. and it motivates us to dig through problems and work through setbacks and challenges. Yeah. I feel like that's one of the most important parts. It's like it motivates us to learn more about that thing.
Yeah.
So knowing that, what would you say?
Right now, I would probably say that... the only thing that's really in my life that is giving that to me is probably the podcast. Because, like, you know, we talk about so many different topics week after week, even if it's just something small. But, like, I want to learn. I want to learn more about whatever it is that we're talking about. And it also makes me want to, like, well, what else can we talk about? Like, what else can we kind of dive into that has something to do with, like, pleasure? Like, our experience as black feminine individuals and things like that. But yeah, like I feel like that would probably be like a passion of mine right now. I don't really like
that's definitely a passion.
I kind of tossed out all my paint.
You did?
But it's also been sitting in storage for a year.
Oh, so yeah. All the weather changes.
Yeah,
and stuff.
So I was like, I'm just going to throw it out.
It's 85 cents. You know,
exactly. Exactly.
So it motivates us to learn, and learning new skills and information is crucial in keeping our emotional and mental health intact. So, like, having a passion in general is just a motivator to keep wanting to live.
Yeah.
And if that podcast is that, you know, that makes sense. You're learning about something new every week. It's something we both look forward to a lot. It's something we poured a lot of time and energy and resources into.
Yeah.
So I would say it's a career and it's a passion.
Yeah.
And apparently, based on a... Oh, my God. I'm losing the word. Based on a survey?
Yeah.
Thank you. Based on a survey done in 2019 by Deloitte, it says that less than 19% of adults... actually indulge in their passions and are actually interested in what they do as their career every day.
Yeah, because, like, I feel like society, like, and you know what's so crazy is, you know, Red has a newsletter and we just recorded, like, a little thing for her newsletter. And that's, like, one thing I was telling her, like, I feel like society and tradition and religion and family is, like, pressures that kind of keep people from exploring their passions because you feel like... you have this obligation to society, to your family, to your religion, to, like, be a certain way or do a certain thing.
Give a certain amount of you.
Despite your passions. And I feel like that is probably a big reason why a lot of people don't indulge in their passions.
And lots of other responsibilities.
Responsibilities, yep.
Yeah. I think I talked about that. I wanted to jump around. Where is this? Oh, here it is. Yeah. Okay. So you said what stops us from developing or following our passion and big capital letters, of course. What's the word we always use here?
Capitalism.
Capitalism. Yeah. Yes.
Fuck a bitch, capitalism.
And I include religion, family. Yeah. I want to say Americanism.
Yeah.
The idea of the American dream is what keeps us from... It's the face
you made when you said it.
What?
It was the face you made.
Americanism? Because patriotism?
Please don't.
Because that's what it is, bitch.
Yeah.
It's telling us that we need to get married to a man, have sex and make babies, and provide consistent...
meals and coochie.
Yeah, for that person.
And also children.
Go to church every motherfucking Sunday. And then buy into and work for the economy as a whole. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. It's a lot. And guess what is even worse? Guess what makes it even worse?
Misogyny.
And?
Racism.
Yes. Girl. 3 for 3, bitch. You already know. So, of course, it's harder for black women to find and develop our passions because we have so much other things on our plate and, like, so many other wars we have to fight for our people and for ourselves just to, like, get the bare minimum, much less have time to paint or learn how to roller skate or play the piano. Like, we are put in a box where that's just not given to us.
I'm definitely trying to roller skate more. I'm definitely trying to roller skate more, especially since the weather's been nice. And there's sidewalk all around here.
Yeah, yeah. When you took your walk, did you get a little lay of the land?
Yeah,
don't
give
too many details, bitch.
Yeah, I won't.
I'm just saying, you know.
I won't. But yes, I did get a good lay of the land. I think I could definitely skate. I think I could. Yeah, there's a couple places I could skate.
I love that. Yeah. You were so happy when you were skating.
I love.
And you were always learning new things.
Yeah, I really loved doing the skating. I was getting so close to being able to turn around while still going forward. I fell a lot trying to figure that out, but I was still having fun.
And you were getting up and trying again.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
A motivator. Mm-hmm. Something you enjoy learning new things on. Is that, Lex, it's sounding like a passion.
I have to get my skates from Reds. That's like one of the other things that I haven't grabbed yet, but I have to break them in.
You haven't used these at all.
I have not used them at all. I think I put them on my feet one time when I first got them.
And
I was like, oh, they feel so nice. But where I went to skate was very like bumpy.
Oof, scary
and
stuff.
When it's not a flat, smooth surface and you're trying to skate, not only is it scary because of balance, but it's also painful in your knees because it's like rattling you.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah,
and like you can feel it in your knees, and like because you're trying to like steady yourself too and push off the. I'm like, nah, you got me fucked up. I literally took them skates off so quick. I was like, gonna walk to the car barefoot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah,
that's a lot. I'm so excited for that. Definitely, you have to like videotape your progress and
stuff.
I think that's always
wild. Remember when you used to like parking lot, speaker, sunset, skating.
So fun. I just found a bunch of Polaroids from like 2021, which is like that was the era like when we were skating and like just having fun in the summer, like hanging out at your pool and stuff like that. And it was just like, it was such a, like a good time. That was a tough time, but it was a good time.
We'll do it again this summer. It's okay. Yeah. I'm going to try to recreate in like an elevated way since we've elevated since then.
Yeah, 23 at the time. Maybe 24. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know how old we are. So what else stops us from developing and following our passions? I would say fear and insecurity is a huge one because even though you could view passion as just something that you do for yourself, it's like the age that we're living in where TikTok and Instagram is like king, getting engagement is king. You feel like you have to post things like that. Like, if I enjoy songwriting, I have to post my songwriting process. If I enjoy skating, I have to post every time I'm skating or every time I'm going and trying a new food or cooking a new food. Like, everybody has to know that I'm getting better at this one thing, and that's why they should pay attention to me. And for me, I know that's just a lot of like, oh my God, but what ifs?
Yeah.
What if everybody sees it? What if nobody sees it? What if they think that I'm not good at what I'm doing? Does that make me not good at what I'm doing?
Yeah.
But like, according to what a passion is, it motivates you to find the challenges and the difficulties and overcome them.
I also know that the whole like creative mantra not creative mantra, more of a saying that goes through the creative community is like profit off your passion. And I feel like that is also something that like makes it hard to actually indulge in it because you feel so much pressure to be making profit from it. But I also feel like that's a capitalistic ideal. Yes. Because, like, not everything needs to have a profit. You don't have to do something specifically just to make money from it just because you're good at it.
Right.
Like, it's okay to have a passion and not make a profit off of it. Like, a passion is also kind of an escape from, like, your stresses. Exactly. And things like that. So, like, if you now make all of your passion also profit, which is going to be stress and, like, more to manage, then you kind of lose the passion in that.
Takes away the joy.
Exactly.
And and it sets an expectation for that passion instead of just letting it bloom and evolve on its own.
Yeah.
And, you know, Diamond, we had her as a guest with her partner Sid on a few weeks ago. Diamond is so big on this, and, like, she inspires me to do that every day. And I think that's why I'm, like, I haven't truly let go of the music, because she just keeps reminding me, like, if it's something you love, you're doing it for the benefit of you. Yeah. And then that passion that you hold in your heart for it will naturally shine where it needs to go. Yeah. Maybe it doesn't need to go on Instagram. Maybe it doesn't need to go on TikTok.
Yeah.
But, like, do it because it's genuinely what is healing you.
Yeah.
And, like, it has taken me much farther. And also, she said a good point is knowing your intention.
Yeah.
So, like, if our intention for this podcast, it is a passion. But if our intention from this passion is to share our knowledge with a wide array of people that we feel like don't have access to a lot of this information, or if in a way that's, like, digestible to them.
Yeah.
Or if it means that we want to travel and do this, then we have to come up with a profit.
Yeah.
But our intentions are very clear. So I think that definitely still aligns with being a passion. It's not like passion, make your passion your profit.
Yeah.
It's like, we hope to make a profit while we're doing what we love.
And you know what that's so crazy is? Because, like, you know, I feel like that is one reason why it has been so fun doing it. Because, like, slow and steady runs the race as well.
Truly.
But I also think that because we have been focusing on, you know, keeping it fun, keeping the passion there, and making it, like, just making sure people can tell, like, bitch, we really do this, we want to do this, like, all of those things. I feel like that, like, really is what keeps the ball going. Because we've been so consistent, bitch, for 3 seasons.
Almost 2 whole years we have consistent. Been here. And, like, maybe 1 week we don't have a video.
Yeah.
Maybe another week, you know, it's something else. But we are here and showing up. And when we're not there, we're telling y'all, we can't show up today.
Yeah.
And here's why.
But we definitely be doing the damn thing.
And do.
For sure.
Damn motherfucking do.
Uh-huh.
And we all, I'm sure, struggle with this as well, but feeling like your passion is oversaturated.
Yeah.
Like, there's all these girls doing skincare on TikTok
and
TikTok
doing
right now.
Crocheting and.
And yes, and clay art.
And clay art.
So
yeah.
Why do I need to do clay art and talk about my journey doing clay art? There's all these other people on TikTok doing clay art, but, like, do they do clay art with, like, you? Like,
yeah.
Do they have your perspective?
Yeah.
You make pussies, okay? And if other people are making pussies, why do you make your pussies?
Do you have a pussy tray, by the way? Because I would like to put one in my apartment. Sorry to derail your thought. I just, that made me think.
I have one, but it's sitting, like, really nicely on my side. So,
she said, bitch, make another one. Okay, bet.
And I have the stuff for you to make another one for yourself. But I also have, like, a box of, like, random clay art, and there might be one in there. So
it's okay. I was just
no, definitely.
Because if not, then we need to obviously
make another one.
Obviously.
No, yeah, they're the best. Like, it's so cute. And it's perfect. But yeah, exactly. Like, oversaturation of the market. I would say the way I'm beating it is just remembering that, like, no matter what you do, you're the only one that has your perspective. And, like, it's really about sharing your story.
It's like a fingerprint.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, my music sounds the way it does because I went through these things. And, like, nobody else can say they've been through these exact things and these exact circumstances. We've all been in love. We've all been broken up with. We've all been insecure. But maybe not the way Courtney has done it. Maybe Lex and Courtney are different. So, like, Lex has experienced being in love as a different thing.
Yeah.
Lex has experienced... What else did I say? Breaking up.
Yeah.
As a different thing. So, like,
yeah.
but, you know, I wanted to leave you bitches with some tips.
Hell yeah.
On igniting your passion, discovering your passion, igniting your passion, and, like, keeping it lit.
I think we got to bring the outlines back. I'm letting you know. I think we should bring the outlines back. Because I like the setup you have.
Oh, I thought you were like, bitch, you're flopping.
No, you're doing amazing. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Courtney.
It's my insecurities.
No, Court, you're doing fabulous. That's what I'm saying. Like, thanks. I love, like, you know, structure. I love it.
Thanks. This is like, first, I think it's easy to not have an outline when we're talking about stories and things we've been through. Yeah, like, that's because we're really just bouncing. But, like, with Passion, I really just kind of wanted to do a little bit of research and, like, present you like a case, because this is something I struggle with like a lot. And so if I wanted to listen to this podcast and actually hear you bitches that are supposed to be talking about pussy, talking about
pussy is my passion, please.
Okay. Please. Bitch, and okay, and, okay is. And keep learning. You do keep learning about it, bitch. Exactly. It does motivate you to overcome challenges, bitch.
It motivates me to do a lot, okay. Actually.
Yeah.
Good puss will motivate me to do quite a few things.
Okay. Passion can be a thing.
Yeah.
It can be a noun. It's a person, place, or thing. Okay.
Pussy.
Period. So here is a list of 10 steps that you can follow to find your passion.
Okay.
And I want to break down like a few of these, but we'll slide through some of them. So one, you want to create a personal vision statement. Mm-hmm. So like you want to write down what your intentions are for your life. It's not just like, I like singing, so I want to be a songwriter. It's more like saying, I as a person heal when I share myself with others.
Yeah.
I know how to express myself through creation, through music, through art, through painting, through clay, through whatever, sex. That's how I express myself, and I want to share that with the world. That would be your vision statement. And then from there, you would say, okay, I express myself through music, I express myself through sex. How, you know, okay, then you go to the next step. Determine your values. Okay. Yeah. So what are our values? I know I'm an honest person. I'm an emotional person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a giver. Those are your core values. I'm a Christian. Can't relate. But I'm just like trying to find like a random one.
Okay.
I always do this because I feel like God is listening to me when I say I'm not a Christian. He knows me.
Okay, but I will let you know, like, and I also just said this the other day, like, okay, so if we're all worshiping our colonizer's God, then, like, what's really going on? So
facts.
So I think it's okay to say a statement like that, because Christopher Columbus came over and was like, hey, Pocahontas, here you go.
Here's your God.
This is Jesus, and this is the Bible. And that's literally what colonizers did everywhere. And now, all of a sudden, I can't eat puss because some guy said that this guy said that I can't do it.
When you put it in perspective like
that.
It's
a lot of he said, she said. Like, what?
Like, I have my relationship with the one up there. And the,
I think that there the, is, the I always say, I think there's an entity.
Yes.
But I think that, like, the way that it is presented to us, that man sound like a dick.
Yeah.
Okay? And I just don't think... Like, I don't know, like, but, you know, you see all these shows and all these, like, animes and things like that, and the supreme deities are dicks. So I'm like, maybe it is.
Greek gods, assholes.
Assholes.
Roman
except
gods,
for
assholes.
Dionysus, okay? Let's leave our boy out of this.
He said, I'm giving y'all wine, I'm giving y'all debauchery, bitch, and I'm out.
And I'm out.
I don't know how, we were talking about core values, bitch. Yes. Okay, well, determine your core values, ho, okay? Whatever that fucking means to you. Step three. Find your true north. Oh, I loved this one.
Okay.
Find your true north.
I feel like I've heard this before. Is that like your direction? Like where you want to go?
So it's where your values, your beliefs, and your sense of purpose all meet.
Okay.
So you would take like your vision statement, and then you would take your core values and your beliefs, and you find how they overlap and like how you would use all of those within your passion. So okay. Like if I love music and my intentions and with my life is to share my life and to facilitate healing in other people by sharing my experiences.
Yeah.
And my core values is to be honest and funny and relatable and keep my spirituality intact.
Yeah.
Then I would say, okay, maybe I need to make a YouTube channel about, or no, let me not say that. Let me not be like an influencer. Maybe I want to write music about healing, or I want to use, I want to incorporate sound bowls or sound therapy into my music, or I want to take my music and go perform it at children's hospitals or retirement homes.
Yes.
Places that need healing.
Yes.
Like, you, that's how you find your true north, your direction.
Yeah.
Like, by taking all of these little pieces and then, like, coming up with what that direction would lead you to do.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So that was step four? Step three.
Step four, make a list of things you love to do.
Yeah.
Simple. Make a list of everything you fucking love to do. You like to cook, bitch? You like to unknot, untie cords. Okay. Write that down. Write it down.
I'm pretty sure that's a service.
Okay. I'm sure it is.
I'm not, but you know, we just said you don't have to profit off of all your passions.
This is so hard.
I'll just have your friends bring you their tangled cords then.
Okay. Exactly.
There you go.
Thank you. You like to organize closets? Write it down.
Mm-hmm.
You like to do makeup? Bitch, write it down. You like to kick niggas in the balls? Write it down.
Mm-hmm.
And then
people will let you do that for free.
And they will. If you'd like us to do that, hit us up.
Yeah.
Number five, assess the things you don't love.
Yeah.
So what are the things that you're doing every day that you're like, bitch, I hate this? Are you an IT specialist, but you don't like computers, bitch? Write it down.
Yeah.
Are you taking your dog out for a walk, but you got allergies? Write it down, bitch. You are watching extra reality TV and you know you don't need to be watching that shit anymore. Write it down. Assess all the things that you don't love that you do. Number six, acknowledge your strengths and achievements. That's self-explanatory. Seven, start journaling. Always easier said than done, girl. Yeah. I know you be journaling hard as fuck for like a week and a half.
Yeah.
You got 10 days of journal entries. And then 30 days of like silence.
Yeah. I will say that there's a an app that me and Red have a shared journal with.
Is it an app on your phone? Is it the journal app on the phone?
No. It's like it's a different app. It even sends you a reminder. You can set it to send you a reminder to input your journal entry.
Oh, wow. And this is just something you just do on your phone.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And so we have a gratitude journal. And so we'll write something that we're grateful for every day. I do want to get back into journaling, but I'll show you what the app is and we can plug it in the description, but it's a free app.
That's a good way to do it. I'm always trying to write stuff down because like the manifestations work better for me when I write it down, but in order to even just get used to the act of like writing your shit out and just being consistent with it, doing it on your phone seems like the way to go.
Well,
like,
this one,
it will,
you can set the reminder, you can set it to, so my reminder is to input in the gratitude journal specifically, but there is like a main journal that is private to me that I can also set a reminder to put one in. So if I know every day by like 8 o'clock, I'm like winding down for my day, I can just go ahead and set the reminder and it'll just show up as a regular notification and it'll just say, hey, don't forget your journal entry. It's,
We'll have to plug it in the bio.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fuck yeah. Step seven, start journaling. Eight, embrace a mindfulness practice. So that's like meditating. That's a routine that you have like in the morning, even if it's just listening to a sound bowl on YouTube or it's just listening to your favorite podcast. All those things can be considered mindfulness, depending on what the content of like the podcast is. But like all of this can be considered mindfulness. Just sitting and reading and having a cup of coffee outside in the morning, just a way for you to center yourself so you can hear what your brain and your heart is telling you it wants to do with that day.
Yeah, that's one reason I stopped being on my phone all the time.
Bitch, that helps when you can get up and not automatically reach for your phone and get on Twitter, get on TikTok so early in the morning and just kind of like let you set the tone for your day instead of the thousands of people online.
Yeah.
Or even just like Diner Dash, you know?
Yeah. I downloaded Subway Surfer again on my phone.
I do remember that one that you enjoyed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nine, seek guidance from a coach. Questionable. 10, surround yourself with people with similar passions. I think that's huge. Community is always going to motivate you to continue. I made some of the best music when I was around people that also made music,
yeah,
but didn't live with me. Yes. When we weren't living together, it was perfect. It was just like the right amount of my energy mixed with other people's energy when I wanted it there.
Yeah.
And it just kept me involved. It just kept me excited for other people. Yeah. It kept me thinking of new ideas.
I kind of wish that that was something that the Dallas creatives did, that there would be like a workshop kind of thing,
like, where you, like a camp.
Yeah, like you guys, like you can meet other locals and you guys can, like, you know, I feel like that's also a good way to like get your like get your collabs, literally just get different perspectives on like the music and things like that.
Yeah, so I'll have to tell you something later. Mm. It's not on the mic though. It's okay. Also not, it's not really that important. It's just okay. That made me think.
Okay.
But yeah, absolutely. Like, community is hard to find, but I think when you are focused on something like your passion and you want to learn more about it, why would you do something like that?
I saw that it was double tied.
She just tried to untie my shoes so I would fall on my face when it's I got double up in front tied. Of her cats and
it's double tied. I can't even untie it. That's why I pulled it.
Because I was prepared for hoes like you.
I guess I only single tie my shoes, so
yeah, finding community. Sorry. I don't know why I would interrupt this for that. But,
sorry.
Yeah, finding community is just, it can be difficult. But you know what? Facebook has actually provided me with like 3 or 4 groups in the last year that have really like opened my eyes to a lot of other things, you know, or at least other people that are interested in the same things as me. Girl, get on Facebook.
I get on Facebook every now and then. And every now and then I'll see something funny to share and then I close the app and then I forget the app exists and then I'm in groups. I just forget that I'm in them. And then they update the app so often. It's like, where the fuck
do you find all that shit? Now it's nice at the bottom. I don't even go to my feeds anymore. I go to Marketplace.
Yes.
Because I'm trying to buy a bunch of shit right now. Okay? Yes. So I'm watching my offers.
Absolutely.
And then I go to my groups and I just see like little things that people are posting. Mm-hmm. Some of it I'm just in for the goss, the hot goss.
Yeah.
Others I'm in like for opportunities or just like to try to find community where I can. You know, but as a little introvert, an extroverted introvert, that's so much easier said than done. Because when the day comes around for me to go to events, I'm sometimes just like, I just really don't want to go. Yeah. I just really, really don't want to go. But if they had like a little convention for bitches that do air dry clay, I think I would be in the building.
You would have to go.
I would have to go.
You would have to.
So, you know, those are the 10 steps to starting your passion. Good luck, bitch. It's hard out here, but I think it's just so important for us as we continue to get older and just like life just becomes a mundane routine piece of shit.
Monotonous.
Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. Monotonous. Mm.
Yeah.
You have to actively decide that you want to create the life you still want as you get older.
And you know what? This is a great moment to point out Naiad.
Okay.
The movie.
Please do.
Because there's what made Diana Nyad decide to swim from Cuba to Florida for that crazy dream was like her like hearing this thing, this saying from a book. And it's like, what great thing will you do with the precious little life that you have? And like, she was like, you know what? You're right. What am I going to do with my precious little life, bitch? And she,
this little life.
Yes.
And that's what following your passions, that's what that sound is.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. She was old as fuck.
Yeah.
So if she can do it.
She was fucking 61 and swam for 52 hours straight from Cuba to Florida. And she was gay.
Love that.
She wasn't black, but she was gay. And close I find enough. That very cool.
Yeah, that is dope. That is dope. Yeah. So, yeah, become a swimmer. Learn how to be a DJ. Get really good at eating pussy. All these things are passions that you can follow today. Find something that motivates you, bitch, after you get off that 9 to 5 or the other hours of the day that you might work, ho.
At 1-800-PASSIONS.com.
You heard it here first. I have questions for the girls today.
Yes.
Girls.
Oh, I love our outlines.
Lex, I already asked you this, but now you could say it again.
Okay.
What are you passionate about, bitch?
You know, I feel like, of course, cooch, of course, you know, women in general. I also think I'm very passionate about just like the people I care about and like showing up for them and when I say like acts of service is really like, I think that would probably be a passion of mine, is the people that I love, like offering them different acts of service that can like help them, make them, make their day a little easier, anything like that. I feel like that is like a true passion of mine. That's something that really, really makes me very happy and also teaches me like limitations of myself. And like, it also will teach me different skills as well, because it's like, if my friend is like, oh, I don't know how to do this, this, or this, and I don't know how to do it either, I'm going to do it just so my friend doesn't have to shell out $400 for somebody who does know how to do it. So that actually might be my number one passion, is like, yeah, because that, like, that gives me such purpose, like being there for the people that are in my life. Like, that really gives me so much purpose. So
every time you say that, I just think to myself, am I selfish?
I'm also the eldest daughter, so that's like, facts. But I will say, you know, a lot of people will be like, well, do you think that that makes you a people pleaser? And I'm like, I don't think I'm a people pleaser, because if I don't want to do something, I usually say I don't want to do it. If I don't like something, I'll usually say I don't like it. But if I'm sitting here, if we're sitting here and we're watching a movie and I notice your cup is empty, I'm going to be like, are you, do you want me to get you some more water? And he'd be like, oh no, I'll get up and get it. I'm like, okay, well, I already offered. So if you want me to go get it, I'll go get it. And that makes me feel like, that makes me feel good. So yeah, that's probably my biggest passion, is like doing for people who I feel in my life deserve that.
Yeah.
Cause I'm not just going to be doing shit for just anybody. Like, that just does, it just doesn't work like that. But for the people in my life, I'll bend over backwards and loop myself into a pretzel if that would make them make it a little easier for them.
Okay. Don't say that, bitch. So how do you indulge in these things throughout your week? So how do you indulge in pussy or women throughout the week? How do you indulge in helping the people that you love throughout the week?
So, I mean, I do try to, like, check in on everybody and just ask, like, oh, you know, how has your week been? How are you doing? You know, you hear from me a lot, like, oh, let me know if there's anything I can do to help. And even if there is nothing I can do to help, I do always want to offer that. And I know, like, you know, me and Red spend a lot of time together. So, like, she has a really hard time with, like, going to work, coming home, doing chores, and making sure she eats and things like that. So me cooking for her is like, it makes me feel so good, because I'm like, oh my God, you haven't gotten the nourishment you needed today, and I made sure you got those things. Even just like whenever I was hosting and things like that, like, life is so stressful for all of us. And yeah, yes, the event may have been a little expensive and I told everyone not to bring anything, but like, we will have a few hours in time where we're not worried about anything besides like the moments that we're having together. And I, that's like, nice. Being able to facilitate that makes me feel so good, and it gives me purpose. So like, yeah. So I'm like, yeah, I'm throwing a party because I want to have a party, but like, I'm also throwing a party because like, I want everyone to have a few hours even to just be carefree. Like, that's it. And well fed.
And we always are.
Yeah.
Especially in the spring and summer.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when this bitch got a grill.
You see, there's a grill right outside in the courtyard.
You already know, bitch. So do you, you keep answering my questions like right before, like, no, it's perfect. You know, you're very intuitive. Do you notice how your mood changes when you're doing the things that you're passionate about versus when you aren't?
Yeah, I'll be having a bad day and like, Red will be like, well, what can I do to make your day better? And I'll be like, I can make you dinner. And she's like, no, that's not how that works. And I'm like, but genuinely, that's how it works for me. Like, let me do something to kind of take, like, not even just take my mind off of it, but just give me a little serotonin. And when I cook something, or when I make something, or when I throw something, and we're sitting here, like, when I cook today, I cooked my first little Nigerian dish today for her. And like, her just being like, oh my God, this is so good. And afterwards being like, oh, I want to take a nap already. Like, that made me feel so nice. Like, being able to have that and give her that feeling, that just made me feel so nice to be able to do that. So
do you feel like
empty, not empty, that's a bad word, but like, do you feel like you're missing something on those weeks where you can't reach out to the people that you love, or you don't even, let me not say this, when you feel like you don't have it in you to help the people that you love or to, you know, do things for the people around you, that takes an even more toll on you?
Yeah, because I'm like, damn, I really could, but I can't. Like, I want to, but I just can't. That's why I said, like, it helps, like, even being that way, it helps me learn my limitation, because I can't just be giving all the time, because obviously I'm going to need something for myself at the end of the day. But giving is a big part of like what makes me feel nice. And if I am not able to, I genuinely feel so bad. Like asking me, like, I don't know. I feel like there was, you asked me to do something or something like, oh, whenever we were moving and you were like, oh, can you help me like bring stuff from the other apartment to the new apartment? And I was like, oh, well, I'm going to be moving too. But like, if I can, I will.
Oh, yeah.
I
was like, girl, no.
It made me so upset that I couldn't, just because. And like, I wasn't like, it's not like, oh, no, you're a terrible person. But like, it's, I genuinely really wanted to help and I couldn't. And that made me upset. That kind of made me upset because I wanted to help.
Wow. You're a beautiful soul, like. Very Libra.
It's that Virgo Venus, truly.
Oh. Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. I have a Libra Venus. Mm-hmm. I wonder what that means.
I have a Libra Mercury.
It means I'm very, like...
Also, we're scratching the episode where we were like, oh, Lex is an Aries rising. I found my birth certificate, and I just had the wrong order of numbers. I am still definitely an Aquarius moon and rising Libra sun.
So you are once again an airhead completely and
exactly.
All the way through.
Exactly. Oh, I just love that for me.
I know that feels good to return home.
It does, because I was really like, Aries rising is wild. Yeah. Like,
and like, that would usually mean that you would get along best with Aries suns, like, because you typically get along like, well with your rising and your sun.
And like, I can vibe with an Aries, but can I really vibe with them freely without there being conflict?
Okay.
That is questionable.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about that. I already knew you were here.
Okay. And with that, bitch, we'll wrap it up. If this is your first time listening to us, hey girl, you can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at allyourpleasures_.
Yes.
Definitely like and subscribe to our YouTube. We are regularly posting our video there. We'll be back in the studio for the March episode, so we're really excited about that. Give us a break, bitch. We've been moving and grooving, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, truly.
What else do I say, yo? Oh, put the reviews, if you got them, put them up on Apple Music.
Do it.
Put them up on Spotify. Give us them 5 stars, write a review. We love it. Send it to us. Maybe we'll send you a little something. I don't know. You didn't hear it from me. you have anything else to say, bitch?
No. Oh, indulge in your passions.
Indulge in your passions and watch how the world around you changes.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this on a Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, bitch, we love you.
Bye.